Now back to the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
It is time now for the Who Said It Championship of the World. It is the rematch that everybody has wanted to hear again. It's the rubber match of the Killer Bees versus Cody Stutes. Stutes took Bees, Stutes won. The Killer Bees took Bees, Stutes 2. Today is the trilogy match for the Who Said It Championship. Stutes, how you feeling heading in to the trilogy, the third match between us all?
I feel less ready than any of the three matches that we have gotten ready for.
That's how I felt last week.
But I am still confident in my ability to defeat you.
But the thing is like, you can't, like, do the SAT study test for this thing. I mean, you can listen to other shows, but nonetheless, you still are, like, you got to think things through.
You can listen to every show at ESPN975.com.
I think my thing would be, if I heard it all, I wouldn't need to do any thinking through. Mm-hmm. I just haven't heard everything. And who knows what kind of shenanigans this crooked referee is going to try to pull.
But, partner, don't you believe that we actually used just logical thinking last week? We didn't hear a lot of shows either.
I definitely didn't.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, let's get started with Who Said It. Championship advantage.
Woo!
That means the Killer Bees get to go first with championship advantage. Of course, no double answers. It's a five-round battle. Whoever gets the most, well, they're the champion. Let's get started with number one, Brendan Riley.
Number one, it's not easy to learn how to work with me. You can ask everybody who's worked with me.
Why are you chuckling like an evil villain in a Batman film?
Think about... You know what? I'll explain later.
I thought you were about to give us one there.
Nope.
You have a good idea about this one, Blankers? You do?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a couple of options, right?
Well, tell me your... You feel pretty good on a scale of 1 to 10? That was my answer.
Well, then let's go with it.
All right. We're going to... Oh, yeah. We're going to tell you.
Yeah.
The listeners.
I'll let you bring it to the peeps.
We'll go with the Paul, what you call Paul Gallant? I was trying to think of a clever nickname, but
we'll go
Paul
with Gallant. The most used answer in the history of Who Said It.
Because Brendan has a poster of him in his room.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely going to be my answer, Paul Gallant.
But when you think about our lineup, there's multiple people that fall into that because they've worked with a ton of people.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Granato and Lance, myself.
Have they worked with a lot of people?
I wonder.
Yeah, they were separate.
I know.
I wonder if potentially crooked referee Brendan is trying to throw us off the scent here, and it might be the right show, but the other co-host. I'll go with Vanessa since I can't pick Paul.
All right.
It's not easy to learn how to work with me.
That was the second answer.
You can ask everybody who's worked with me.
Yeah. That's all right.
Who the hell else has Vanessa worked with? Randy McAvoy?
Ari Alexander?
Yeah.
It just feels like one of those things where maybe Paul could be talking about something and then Vanessa could volunteer that fact, even though it may not necessarily be the case.
That's actually good logic. I've actually have hit on a couple of these because of that logic.
Patrick was my third choice, but I typically think of Patrick as a solo
because
endeavor.
Granato Same. Had different co-hosts. Lance worked with everybody from Matt Thomas to Adam Clanton at one point.
What was that show called again?
I don't know.
I forget. But
Paul's always a good guess.
Yeah,
just a pretty good. Yeah, if you don't know,
because you love him. Yes.
He's got Paul posters all over his room.
He's more unique than other people when you first meet Paul in a working setup.
The one on the
but it wasn't Paul.
The one that Brendan has on the ceiling in his room is the one that's most disturbing.
Yeah, all right, number two.
Brendan's like moving on.
He wakes up to see Paul. Well, that too. There's both.
Oh wow.
All right, number two. Maybe people would be happier at work if they were forced to smile.
Maybe people would be happier at work if they were forced to smile. This seems like an extremely naive way to think about things. And it seems like somebody with a sunny disposition would say this.
Yeah.
This feels like a Vanessa to me.
That was my answer,
mine too.
Yeah, I feel like a...
Mine, too.
So we can't go Vanessa.
Say it again, please.
Sorry, I didn't have it up a second. Maybe people would be happier at work if they were forced to smile.
We could go with Stutesy logic here and go same show, different host. Although I could see Lance having this in his repertoire.
That's where I was thinking as well.
Pretty good.
I think Lance could have this in his
arsenal.
That
was my initial kind of reaction to Cody's guess.
Does she feel better about LZ?
Yeah.
All right, let's go with LZ as Mr. Positivity.
Maybe people would be happy at work if they're forced to smile.
1-0 Bees.
Wow.
We're on a 5-0 run in Who Said It, the Who Said It Championship.
That's actually a fact. We are Ryan Pressly.
Yeah, we're on a 5-0 run, trying to pitch another shutout today.
I was concerned for a minute none of you were going to get anything, and we'd have to figure out what to do about a 0-0 tie.
Well, no worries anymore, my friend.
Well, the champions would retain, but we'd probably have to have a fourth Cody match.
We were fist bumping and almost got Cody in each cheek.
All right, question number three.
Number three, there's water on another planet. We're not screwed anymore. Now we got to invade them and take it.
I'm going to say Paul.
Yeah, that to me seems like a very, very Paul quote.
Just absolutely.
Like, yeah, that sounds Paul.
Now I will go Paul Gallant. Yeah, I will Paul say again. It this time.
Paul's been guest for every question.
Yeah.
That's definitely Paul, it feels like. And also, I mean, just he's a noted fan of imperialism. So I could see definitely where Paul Gallant would say that. On a wild guess, I suppose that's something that, like, offhanded Granato could throw in on a comment.
That would be my backup. That was my backup thought as well.
Like, see, that's why I feel like we're actually a good match, last week's score notwithstanding, is I feel like we do all think about this in a very similar vein. I'll go Granato.
We get the game. Get the game.
Yeah, I'll go Granato on this.
There's water on another planet. Yeah.
That was a slam dunk.
We're not screwed anymore. Now we got to invade them and take it. The problem with Paul quotes is they used to be really hard to guess between Paul and BK.
Yeah,
that's very true.
When you don't have BK, it makes it a little bit tougher.
Yeah,
very true.
So bees are up 2-0 through three.
So Cody's playing for a tie.
Our magic number. Yeah,
you've retained.
We've retained the title. Yep. So now Cody's looking for a draw, so we can have a fourth match between us, more than likely next week.
All right, number four. There are a lot of strong Christian men at Chick-fil-A. There are not a lot of strong people at Starbucks.
Oh wow.
Oh. There are a lot of strong Christian men. Chick-fil-A.
That's a political take. That's a political conversation. Did Michael Berry join ESPN 97.5?
I'm wavelength in this one. I'm on a wavelength here now. I think we're okay.
Okay. I have two guesses.
Me too.
I'm lost on this one.
Would you like another reading?
Yeah, read it to me again.
There are a lot of strong Christian men at Chick-fil-A. There are not a lot of strong people at Starbucks.
All right, here's my thought process on this. Who is most likely to be upset they had to go through Starbucks or go to Starbucks and would talk mess about Starbucks? And my thought process is that this is something John Granato could say.
Granato was my answer.
And mine too, because my process of elimination, I'm thinking of those that go to Starbucks. Those two, and I know because I've seen Granato do this, he not only calls ahead, he literally will park in a handicapped spot or like right up on he'll drive up on the curb as close to the front door as possible so he doesn't have to spend any time at all except for to walk in, get his drink, and not be with the regulars or the common folk and get out as quick as possible. Lance, I just know, drinks a gallon of coffee in the morning. So, and both of them go to Starbucks. So it was between those two. So if we can't do Granato, I would...
Hold on a second. They both go to Starbucks?
Yeah.
Every Starbucks is open on their commute, right?
I've seen John do it in the afternoon.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. I was thinking it could be PC, because PC sometimes can get political.
But I don't think he goes to Starbucks. I think he makes his coffee at home.
Yeah, he's more of a diet soda guy.
Yep.
He's more of a diet soda guy. So you want to go Lance here?
I would, just to combat the two guesses I had were either guy in the morning.
All right, I'm cool with that. We'll go Lance.
There are a lot of
strong
men that work at Chick-fil-A. There's not
they're
a lot of strong people
like
that work at.
That was my backup.
They are all kids.
That was my backup guess.
Cody, I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence, but I've committed no crime. Together, we are the champions.
You, my friend, are going to have to go to the back of the line. Your rematch is going to take a long time. You have to earn it.
Who Said It has gone through a lot of changes over its run. I would like to propose a last second change.
Oh no,
I don't know. This
you guys have already won.
Yeah. Well, that ain't
I would
changing.
Like a team effort on number five.
Just all of us.
Just all unified. Yeah. Talk through it.
I would really
absolutely can do that because we have nothing to lose.
I would really like to shut out Stutes again, so we can call him Shutout Stutes.
No teamwork.
I don't know if I want the teamwork.
All right.
I'm on record as saying I would have been open to it.
That Jeremy doesn't want to be on my side.
We'll let Stutes call it. We'll let Stutes call it.
I'm happy to work with you guys.
Let's do it. We've already won.
Number five, and I want to give a little bit of context here. This is in regards to the airline. Number five, every time I walk by Spirit, I always get a little nervous. Like something could just jump off and I could catch a stray.
So now I'm going, this happened in the last week.
Yeah.
Granato and Paulie were the two that traveled most recently.
Yeah.
Paulie had the most issues with traveling. Again, that's where I'm tending to lean if I have to make a pick.
I also feel like Stray is more of a Paul word than, like, I don't know if Granato has that in his vernacular.
That's a good point.
Here's what I would say about potentially picking Paul.
Yeah.
I feel like Paul would have come a lot stronger with some criticism of the airline. I feel like he would have made it a bit more personal with the airline.
But if it wasn't the airline that screwed him this time, he might not be as pointed in going at them.
It could be Lance.
Here's a thought process on why it might be Granato. Because there's zero chance Granato's ever flown Spirit, and he's talking about why he would never fly Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's fact.
Because he's walking by.
Because Gucci doesn't have an airline, but otherwise he'd find something that's more highfalutin.
Frankly, I'm surprised he was in the regular people airport, not in the private airport.
Yeah, he's flying millionaire.
There's a reason why they call it millionaire at Hobby. Yeah.
Because it requires a million?
Well, because that's the way Johnny G's, that's his scale.
Oh, yeah. But would he say Stray? That's my biggest hang-up for Granato here.
Granato's hip sometimes.
Would Lance?
Oh, yeah, Lance for sure.
I think so.
Lance is way cooler than John.
Ooh.
Whoa! Wow. Save that!
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, John's wife buys him his Gucci
tennis
shoes.
Look at these little softies over here, just ignoring the question.
I know that. Look, Lance wears like high red socks with white running shoes. I mean, John's wife buys him Gucci tennis shoes and dresses him.
John's got more swag, but Lance is cooler.
Oof.
I think they're both equally cool.
I think you're piling onto yourself right now.
Probably right. So who are we going with? Who are we picking?
Mine is Granato. I understand the Paul guess, but my guess would be Granato.
Well, then we're not unified.
Who do you want to pick?
I was going to say either Paul or Granato. But
I mean, Brendan got the commentary that he was looking for. We can guess different
okay,
people.
Then
so you're going Granato. Who are we going with? It was our turn, by the way, but whatever.
You guys picked first. He picked Paul.
Who do you want to go?
I don't care. We've already won.
You think Lance is more terminology-wise?
Granato would say Stray. We can go Lance. Then or Lance or Paul. You pick it. Either one of those two.
No, you can. I think we're good on the same. We're on the same
way. But you're right about Paul flying more recently. Paul?
Paul.
All right, we'll go Paul.
Every time I walk by Spirit,
that's fine.
Wow. We were still on those things.
It's like something could jump off and I could catch a Stray.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me know the next time you fly that airline. I got, free right through security. I got to go.
Granato's never even seen Spirit. 713-780-ESPN. Killer Bees again. Defend it. We were talking about this last week. Anybody can win a title. But for a real champion to be a champion, you got to defend the title. The trilogy has been won by the Killer Bees and Stoots. Get to the back of the line. Shut out again.
You've never beat me when I've worn my singlet, so.
We'll
see
you.
You can wear it with some other person you're playing with on the weekend.
What are the worst rules in sports? It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.